Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live, your boy Seti J. And yes, man, you're tuned to another great episode of the show. Man, I'm excited to have you all for yet another great Wednesday here on the show. And Nate Seduction, you're ready to check in a moment. But, yeah, every Wednesday show we call it Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. I've been doing that for a while for those of y'all are new to the building. But yeah, basically, it's the last show of the week. You know, we do a show every Monday and every Wednesday. So the Wednesday show is that, although it's the middle of the week, it's the last show. And we kind of gear you up to get ready for the rest of the week. So, you know, glad to have y'all. Glad to bring you another beautiful, beautiful episode. Y'all know I come up with some of the most random titles for some of these episodes. Today's episode is called Reindeer Games. And see, you're going to find a little bit more about why the hell I decided to give it although it sounds like a random title, why I decided to make it that for today. So we'll get into that. But first off, some of the news coming up, all that you need to be on the lookout for. So Human Cameras Magazine, new issue drops this Friday. And that's the 50th issue of Human Cameras Magazine. It is our annual holiday issue. Very glad to put it out. Another great one. So appreciate everyone that's been supporting. So, yeah, get ready to get it on this Friday. Also, there's still a giveaway going on. If you go to Royal Vanity Customs, again, that's Royal Vanity Customs on Instagram. And Royal Vanity Customs on Facebook is spelled the exact way in the English dictionary. If you go to those pages, it will tell you how to join the giveaway. And we got two sets of giveaways going on from there. One is two lucky winners locally from the DFW area will not only get a custom design outfit for them, but they will also get to get a complimentary photo shoot with Laser Focus Photos, yours truly. And there's giveaway two, which will be choosing two lucky participants. They will be getting a chance to get a custom design outfit sent to them. Although you won't get the photo shoot part, at least you have to get the dopeness of being able to rock the outfit, even if you're not here locally. So it's going to be two local winners. And then two winners from abroad. So go follow those pages and they'll give you more. Again, that's Royal Vanity Customs. Also in news, make sure y'all go cop that Chelsea Monet poster. If you need to find out how to follow her and get those posters, you can go. All you gotta do is search Beauty of Monet on Instagram and on Facebook, and then on Twitter it's Monet, so M-O-N-E-M-T and then M-O-N-A-A. Go to those pages, it'll let you know how to cop her poster. So a lot of big moves going on. Very excited man, just to give back, man. Shoot, I'm telling y'all, man, it's a great year, and it's great because y'all in it. So we're going to do, we're gonna let you know what we got for today's show. Of course, get the six. That's our weekly list of six things based on a particular topic. And then Seduction 101, which is brought to you by Nate Seduction. And she highlights anything from life, love, sex, and more. So y'all stay tuned. But I see Nate's in the building now, too. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
What is up, girl? So, yeah, man. What's been up with you, you know, since last week? You know, you got to catch us up.
Work, school, that's, you know, what my life consists of.
Mm-hmm. Have you been a good girl?
I'm always a good girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't look. I don't know what show you think this is, or who you think. Or you must think I'm a new host. But I know who you think you're talking to. But you ain't fooling me.
I'm always a good girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be asking if you're always a good girl. Duh. That's what's up, man. You got anything? I know we're gonna go back to this again at the end of the show, but you got any big things coming up? You know, we ain't got to give them too far ahead, but anything coming up over the next week?
I just been working on my business. That's all I've been working on.
That's what's up. So yeah, man. Shoot, man. I know you have an office now. Like, how you gonna decorate your office? You gonna put some pink in there, some purple. How you doing?
I'm not gonna decorate it like that because I'm really not gonna be there. Like, the only time I'm gonna be there is to ship out packages.
Okay, okay. So basically, just a place that's a getaway to be able to feel more focused on doing your business.
Right.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. I be like, bruh, they be getting these big offices, they never there. I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all, but shoot, ain't no reason to be spending all that money. You ain't gonna be there.
Exactly.
They be having them extra, like, you don't be having no extra huge offers just so you get the extra huge offers. You better do something with it. So yeah, so that is what's up, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. We can come back. We're going to go ahead and get into Seduction 101. So yeah, so y'all stay tuned. Y'all going to find out. We're not going to give you a preview of what it's about, but stay tuned. Y'all know Seduction 101 is always dope. Buckle your seatbelts. We'll be back after this here on Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Setta J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. All right, that was still Chris by Mademoiselle right here on Life in the Dust Live. Your boy Ceddie J and your girl Nate Seduction. So quick point, a quick thing I just ran to before we go to Seduction 101. So I just came across my Twitter feed that GameStop is apparently looking for buyers. So now it's Toys R Us all over again. GameStop is apparently looking for someone to buy the company. And I just got to say, you know, it's the Captain Petty in me wanting to say, ha ha. You know, I want to say ha ha. Not everybody's telling the store credit jokes. I mean, that's the easy one. But that one's being, I have a much more personal reason to be petty. So let me tell you why I'm going to be petty, Nate, because you know how I, because petty rhymes with what? Seti. So anyways, I remember a certain person went to a certain store called GameStop, and I was looking for a job. I was trying to get a job much closer to where I was staying at back when I was in Denton going to UNT and whatnot. Heck, I was tired of having to drive all the way to Grapevine and go to work. But I'm like, bruh, like, this damn store is up the street from me. Hell, whatever. They're going to tell me that they couldn't hire me because I was overqualified. Let me tell y'all something. Can y'all stop that shit? Seriously. If I'm coming to apply for your job, I know what I was getting myself into when I came and applied. So for you to use that overqualified crap is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So when GameStop told me that, you know, they told me that it's always that BS. They told me that. They told my brother that. It's just always a bunch of bull. Like the people who would be great workers there, they don't want to hire. They keep having a bunch of turnover because they keep hiring sorry-ass people. Any day, GameStop, joke's on you because I'm Captain Petty. Oh, well, get the hell over it. All right, Nay, I'm done being petty. let's get out of my system one more time. Okay. All right, Nate, the floor is yours.
So, for Seduction 101, today I'm going to talk about side chicks. That's the topic for tonight, side chicks. Most every woman has played a part of being a side chick, including me, ain't going to lie. But sometimes you pick and choose if you're going to be a side, like if you want to be a side chick. But some men don't give you that option because you can be a side chick and not even know that you're a side chick.
Mm-hmm.
But we have those hoes that know they're a side chick and still want to deal with that man knowing he in a relationship. For instance, we all know that Cardi B put out that her and Offset will be splitting up.
Mm-hmm,
now,
saw that.
On tonight, I seen that the side chick apparently put out a video crying and apologizing to Cardi B and saying how she didn't know their marriage was serious or how serious their marriage was. And she didn't mean to break up a happy home, and she feel bad about what she did. Bitch, she wasn't crying when you was fucking and fucking on that nigga. Now you want to cry?
You know we got to say that.
It's too late for all that. Like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
To apologize now. Let me just say this. When you knowingly become a side chick, you know that you're playing this position. You know this man is married or either in a relationship, and you still choose to deal with him. You're taking responsibility for your own actions because you know what you are doing. You know that you are interrupting a home where these people probably got a baby together or anything of that nature. And then for her to say she haven't slept with Offset since Cardi B had the baby.
Mm.
Like, girl, you is crazy. First of all, I don't feel bad for you for the simple fact you knew this man was married.
Exactly.
But now since Cardi B came out and stated that she's going to separate from Offset, then that's when you want to come out and say that she's sorry and all this and that. It's too late for all that. First of all, you shouldn't have been dealing with him anyway, knowing that he married in the first place. That's what
exactly. You
messed up in the first place. Like, he married. I don't understand why females think it's okay to mess with somebody that's married or in a relationship. For instance, when I had my situation with the rapper I was dealing with and him and I was in a relationship, and then I found out that he was engaged and then he still married her, he made me be a side chick. I didn't have, like, because I found out at a later moment. After the fact that we already been in a relationship for over a year, I found out this thing. So I would have been dumb to keep dealing with him knowing that he's married now. I just cut ties. A lot of men play a part, too. Like, you know that you're married. You know that you're in a relationship. You know you're engaged, whatever the case may be, and you still decide to step out. You need to take fault in that as well, and not just the female. But even though the female know that you are married. Now, let me just break this down, because some people may say this is stupid, some people may not. When you marry or you in a relationship, your man owe you loyalty, not the female. Yeah, the female will be dumb and look like a trick and a hoe, for fucking with a man that she know in a relationship, but that's not her place. It's actually your man's place, because he vowed before God to be faithful. That woman did not. She didn't take those vows with y'all. You did. That man did. So therefore, when a woman comes at another woman because something her man is doing, then that's when that woman looks dumb, because you need to address your man before you address a female. And when I went through my situation with the rapper that I was dealing with and me and his words, she was never disrespectful, because the same thing I'm saying, we both agreed on, that he owe her loyalty. I don't. And I'm not wrong, because, like she said, I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't know that he was engaged and was supposed to be marrying her or whatever like that. So it's always two sides to a story. The old girl, Cardi B and Offset marriage is very public. So that girl,
exactly. She
knew. She knew exactly what she was doing. So I really don't even feel bad for her. And when you deal with somebody like that, you got to understand what she's doing to that woman. You're breaking her mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and then she has to try to be a mother on top of dealing with her relationship problems, and that's not always easy. So a lot of women who deal with these married men and people in a relationship, y'all need to think before y'all do that.
Seeking love first, yeah, that's what we are.
I'm just saying, for real.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm telling you.
How you feel about it?
You really want me to get into about this?
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Well, first I get
the
petty at myself.
Girl was wrong. You think she wasn't wrong?
First, I get to pay them. Secret lovers, yeah, that's where we are.
You a man. Let's hear it from a man perspective, you know.
Okay, so, you know, I'm going to give a perspective, because I have been a side piece before a time or two. Now, the thing is, it's interesting, because at times I was, you know, one time a side piece, the other person knowingly knew I was. It was kind of like one of those open relationship things they were having, whatever. It was like, okay. So that was interesting. I ain't gonna get too much into, you know, into the situation, but you know, basically, you know, they had like an open relationship, and so I was, you know, talking to someone that was, you know, that was in a relationship. The two of them, they were, you know, apparently she had side pieces too, so they were, you know, they openly had side pieces. And I was like, oh, okay. So it was kind of like, it was kind of weird. Cause I'm like, God dang, like, wait, you knew I just smashed a girl? You're like, oh, what's up? And then you finna go get somebody finna get ready to smash you? Okay, see, I'm gonna give out too much tea. Giving out too much tea. Basically, it was two women in a relationship, if you catch the drift. But anyways, yeah, so yeah, that was interesting. But it was kind of weird. The only thing that's kind of weird is, like, you gotta, like, even like in a situation like that where it's like, oh, it's like in an open relationship, it's kind of weird because you're like, man, okay, it's cool. But then you gotta go back home and you gotta be in the situation where you two years that she that you ain't got nobody to call to. The few times you didn't got down, you know, that was what it was. So yeah, even with that kind of situation, it felt weird. But I've been in another situation where it felt very odd. Yeah, like. And still to the day, person just keeps lying. Person's lied about it. Like, I was in the whole, you know, I was dating this person, couldn't find out that they had a whole entire boyfriend, a whole nother city, and whatnot. They were damn near engaged. I'm sitting here like, what the hell? You know, it was ridiculous. Now, granted, I wasn't in a relationship with this person, but the fact that, you know. You know, I'm talking to them heavy, and that never comes up. And the thing is, they get to live their private life, and they get to live their secret life because they're in a whole nother. You know, I would never have to run into that person because that person was away. This happens a lot with people who are in relationships with people who are in the military, people who are in relationships that went to jail, all that kind of stuff. So
rappers, yeah.
You always got to deal with that. So, even from the male perspective, I've dealt with that before. Man, it's weird, bro. Because you be like, man, especially you're getting it in. You like, man, I want to get it in like this all the time. But then you can't because then you come to find, after you find out the truth, you're like, well, damn, no, never mind. And you have to make the choice of, you know, if you're fine with still being in that situation or keep it moving. And hell, man, that stuff weighing on you after a while. So, nah, man, I would say this. Going back to your main point. People have got to, you know, honestly have got to stop with the nonsense of, you know, trying to be more than what you're supposed to be. You know, if one, if you're a person, like, let me talk to the people who are in the relationship and they're the ones cheating. If that's what you do, you need to really sit back and reevaluate yourself, because when you're lying to both the person you are in a relationship with and then you're lying to this other person who you've made think that you were single or whatever, it's BS. Be upfront with everybody. You know, be upfront. Especially, you know, now I'm not saying you owe necessary loyalty to the Saudis, but as a decent human being, you owe the respect of that, because, you know, allow me to have the choice if I want to deal with that or not. Getting blindsided out of nowhere, you know, I end up looking stupid and I got to explain myself, especially like, in some cases, like, I mean, in the case you were in, you know, you was happy, you was, you know, but really talking good about the person, and then it comes at the bite in the ass.
And you know what's crazy is him and I were Facebook friends, but he'll never post anything about his fiance which is now his wife. So, therefore, it's like he was living two double lives.
Right. And, I mean, I understand people like to, quote, unquote, keep their life private. But I feel this way. Once you get to a place where you're in, quote, unquote, serious relationship, I ain't saying you got to post up all the time. But every now and then, you would think you say something, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, when you're in that early phase, I understand. But when y'all start to get serious, especially when you have gotten to the phase of engagement and married, something, what the hell is wrong with you? So, yeah, it's just BS.
A
and we
whole
had got
lot
this,
of BS.
And people want to sit here and say, well, if I say I'm in a relationship, I ain't going to have as many fans. Jay-Z and Beyonce got plenty of fans.
Plenty of fans.
Before the news got out about Offset and Cardi B, you know, they still had plenty of fans too. The question is, when you do, that's when you really find out what kind of mental fortitude you got. Like, can you really stick it in to the battle of realizing, okay, a lot of times when you're successful, and especially when you're in a relationship, that's when you really are getting tested to see how much mental fortitude you got. And if you're not ready for that test, then you're wasting time being in a relationship. And I always say this, man, I feel this way, Nate. A lot of people are getting married because it's what they're quote unquote supposed to do, but they're not ready.
And then a lot of people get married just for a title, like just to say I'm married. And I made a status on Facebook saying this before. I said, bitches get married just to go drink wine with their friends and talk about how their husband cheating on their ass. No, I'm for real.
Yeah, come on.
I'm so serious. Like, people do that.
No, I mean, it's even to the point of where I get tired of this, like.
And then all they do is talk shit about their husband. But you still marry him. You still allowing him to cheat on you. A lot of people are doing it for the wrong reasons. And best believe, when I get married, it's going to be for the right reasons. It ain't going to be because no baby. It ain't going to be because none of that. I'm going to get married because this is what I truly feel in my heart in it. And not doing it because other people think that this is something that I should do. You have to do it for you. You can't get married for all people.
It's kind of going off subject somewhat, but it's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of connected to the whole expectations discussion. Like, you know, because now you're in your mid-20s, so now you're going to, now you have to deal with this even more of, you know, do you ever have to deal with those people that be like, oh, what's up, girl? Yeah, you ain't got no kids yet? You ain't married? You know, they always want you to be, people be like on you because you ain't married or having kids yet. And it's like, there's nothing wrong. Like, I'm not knocking anybody that got married early, that I'm at an early age or had kids at an early age. I'm not knocking it. But me personally, why I'm in the path that's what is for me, you know, while the fate is in my hands to do so, I'm trying to do my best to make sure I don't have, you know, that I'm not putting myself in a situation until I'm ready. I've had close calls.
Marriage is not for everybody.
Yeah, right. We have got, like, people have got this, people have, like, again, quit doing stuff just because y'all were told you had to do it. Do it because you really, in your heart, feel you want to. Like, get all the playing around out your system. Y'all just be getting these relationships so y'all can say, oh, I have, you know, just so you can walk in the club and when somebody try to holler at you, oh, I got a man at home. But do you really got a man at home? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to stop doing that. Like, date somebody because you want to date them and y'all are serious, not just get in a relationship of convenience because y'all want to be, because y'all want to be able to go on Facebook. I understand the trend on Facebook and y'all see it. And because we're in social media, it's always in your face to where people are always posting, people post pictures of them in relationships. It makes you feel like annoyed to be important. You have to get in, you have to rush into one and then start taking pictures. Y'all got to dial it down. And Nate, can we please get people to know there is a waiting period before we start taking pictures, talking about, ooh, me and my boo? Well, if I had to ask you, Nate, what's your personal time period that a person should wait before they start running around saying that on Facebook?
Like, at this day and age where I'm at now, and, like, the past situations that I've been through with a rapper that I dated and other people I dated, I feel like at this point, before I post somebody on my social media, it got to be a good year that we dealing with each other.
Bruh, I'm telling you, man, dead ass.
At this point, it
got to
be a good year.
Dead ass, bro. It better either be a good, I even say this, even if it's not even just a good, I'll be a little lenient on my time. Hell, at least 6 months at the minimum.
I was about to say a 6 month trial.
Oh no, I have something. Okay, I'm about to. You see, you saying that just brought. There's something that I have in dating life. I call the AOA, the AOL policy. Basically, you remember the AOL disc? They used to get the 30-day trial. You put it in there, and you get to try it out for free for like 30 days. And then if you liked it, you kept it. If you didn't like it, you got rid of it. And then a lot of times, sometimes after those 30 days, all the BS starts happening after those 30 days. Yeah. Like, I like to pay attention. I like to study a person for 30 days. And then after that 30 days, watch how they change. If they keep that same consistent energy after those 30 days, then okay. Like, hell, I'm putting my damn self out there. Hell, I was just talking to someone, and I'm pretty much dealing with them because, yeah, like, it just magically, you know, it just magically, I watched how a person was moving, and then after, like, a discussion from, like, the other day, I was like, you know what? Cool. To really set it off, I really knew what I was saying. I was like, "Return of the Mac, oh yeah." So I'll be having time for it, man. If I see you moving a certain way, I don't have time. I don't know if y'all pay attention. Me and Nate don't have time. If your pages are timelines, Nate is getting her business together, her nonprofit together. She's taking care of her house and everything. She is traveling back and forth for her career and all that. I don't think Nate has time for bullshit. And she's, oh,
yeah,
by the way, she's also going to school too.
Yeah, I just don't have time for it.
The same way with me. I don't have time. Y'all, and people already know. Because I'm about to say for myself too. But, Nate, I know, let me just go ahead and get this very clear right now. Into the public. And I'm about to say something for Nate that she wanted, that she is probably going to re-say, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you get ready to date her, and you when you met her, you knew she was a model. Let's not act brand new months later like, oh, where you going to start modeling? Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. Some people do like to try that.
Well, you, on one of the great reasons that you supposedly said, ooh, I love that you do this. You love that I model, but then you don't? Like, see, that's confusing. People will just be lying, bro. That's why I'm saying, keep. I want you to keep that same energy you've had when I first dealt with you. I mean, because it's the honeymoon phase, man. I'm telling you, people don't even get to he don't even get to relationship phase with me these days, because if you don't keep being consistent in your energy, I'm not dealing with you. So, hey, I do too much. I run a magazine. I run a photography business. I run an entire social network I created. Hell, I run a bunch of social media pages all over the place. And
speaking of
websites. And,
right. Speaking of websites, I might need your services.
Uh-huh. Okay, you know. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I sound like I smell green in the air, and I'm not talking about weed. All right, so. So yes. Okay, we will talk about that for sure. But,
might have to cash out you some funds.
But I say this to go back to your point, Nate. People, be upfront with people, man. Be upfront, because it saves people a lot of time and a lot of heartache. Because, you know, don't begin. I don't know about you, Nate. I've seen you kind of say before on the book, but. You know, I'll get your own words out of this, which is, don't be getting me all my heart tied up just to piss me, just to waste my damn time. Because once I like your damn ass, now I'm about to hold in there for a little bit. But if I notice that I'm not getting the same reciprocal presence back, I'm not dealing with it.
I gotta go.
I can't do it. I don't know what y'all predicting, man.
I ain't about to waste my time.
Is it me, or does it seem like when you starting to catch wind of that shit, and you starting to back up a little bit, say, you know what? Let me dial some of these feelings back a little bit. All of a sudden, they want to blow your phone back up. They want to check on you in the morning, check on you in the afternoon, check on you in the evening. Oh, yeah, okay. Like I said, consistent energy, people. I want consistent energy. So, again, if you're going to approach me in that kind of way, just be ready. And I don't have time for the random attitudes. Just get to the point. If I gotta try hard to get affection out of you, I ain't got time for it. That's simple. I get more affection out of a damn wall than you can get out of some people. So it's ridiculous. I'm just keeping it real. And it's like, damn it. You know what makes me so damn mad? It's like, I had more affection than the damn person was cheating on me than the person that was just being lame. Oh, my God. It pisses me off. Oh, goodness. You see what she's done to me, Nate? You see what you did to me? Now you got me in my feelings. All right, so Gil, that was a good one. See, Nate does this to us every year now, man. Like, she be knowing like our season finales are getting ready to hit up, and she start really amping these seduction 101s up. Like, that don't be right. You ain't right for that. You not right. Okay, so we're gonna go into my other segment known as the six. That's what we talk. We have a topic for you guys and make a list of things, a six based on that topic. So I was thinking long and hard, and I was like, what should I talk about today? And you know what? I decided I'm going to be Captain Petty, and I'm going to talk. Let's talk about six pet peeves that people do during the winter that I wish would go the hell away. So, I'm going to start the party off right, Nate, so you know where I'm going with this. Okay, so six pet peeves that drive me nuts in the winter that people just obviously just go away with them. Okay. Number one. I cannot stand people who come to a they come down to a region that is not a as traditionally not super cold. Yeah, we have colder moments and during the year because that's what the hell is supposed to do, the winter. But the people who really clamor for, oh, I wish we had a white Christmas. I wish there was snow. Let me tell you something. Y'all get on my goddamn nerves. Don't come to goddamn Texas and wish that bad energy on me. I love it being hot as hell, dude. Because, I mean, the other day, now, yeah, to see, I had on shorts in late November. And it's a beautiful thing. I love it. But you got these damn people that bring that energy from, you know, they've been up to in the upper Midwest, or they've been in the East Coast, or upper Northwest, and then it's been cold as hell, snowing and all that. They want to bring that energy down here, talking about, oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I hope it's just not Christmas without snow. What? Okay, hold on. What do you mean it's not Christmas without snow? I don't remember in the Bible it said anything about God had, it was snowing on God when Jesus was born or whatnot. I don't remember that in the story. I didn't hear nothing about snow. So y'all better cut this damn bullshit out by talking about, it's just like Christmas without snow. Well, take your ass somewhere cold as hell and wish that energy here. Don't bring that energy down here. I love it being hot as hell. I love it. It's like, oh, man, because you're getting it in, especially y'all women. Y'all been looking delicious, you know, because how the weather is here. So although even when it's like a little nippy, it's not necessarily cold, y'all still got the little dresses that be, whoo, lower, still fitting just right. And that's because it's not always cold as hell out here. So, yeah, and look what y'all done. Yeah, I'm because it's ironic. The goddamn weather's on right now, and they talking about it's supposed to be 43 damn degrees. I don't have time for that shit. Oh, here you go. They got the forecast up in my face.
At least y'all got 43 degrees. It's like
20
degrees here.
I'm not in the mood for it. Because my other pet peeve was coming up in a bit. But I'm going to throw it to you, Nate. Number two on the list of things you're getting tired of people doing and during the damn winter that you wish would go the hell away.
I wish people stopped talking about how cold it is in Indiana. Bitch, if you don't like the weather in Indiana, which I don't like it either, but I ain't complaining about it, go somewhere where it's warm. I mean, y'all been in Indiana all y'all life and still get mad when it get cold.
Right!
Just stop it.
They do know how the equator works, right, and how, like, the in direction to the North Pole and stuff, how that all works. The further you get with the equator, the colder it gets. Come on, people.
I mean, I'm just saying, that'd be so irritating.
No, I agree. It's the same, like, number one was, don't be bring, it's we like hot, we have a lot of warm weather, and don't bring no god, don't wish no cold weather on us. That is a good number two, Nate, which goes in the contrary of my point. Don't go up to the fucking upper Midwest and you're going to complain because it's cold. Yeah, because it's supposed to be cold. The moment it's hot as hell during the winter in Indiana, that's when y'all start asking some goddamn questions. Because that means it's going to go to hell.
Right. Right.
So bring your ass down here. Don't bring that white Christmas. Don't bring that shit down here, though. Okay, good one, Nate. I like that. I like how I still was like yin and yang. It was perfect. It was perfect tandem.
For
okay.
Real.
Number three. Y'all know. I know y'all see it. Y'all see it all the time. Every time, man. Okay, so, yes, it goes back to my point about it being warm usually. But when it starts to get cold, even when it just rained a little bit and it's cold for like a millisecond, All of a sudden, here come the goddamn Facebook posts. Oh, I wish I had someone to cuddle with. Shut the hell up. I don't care. Like, I mean, why do you... Okay, so if you say that on Facebook, that's supposed to make... You snap your... That's like a magic lamp, and then all of a sudden just... Yeah, now, here's the problem. Y'all do those kind of posts, people respond in comments or they DM you, and then all of a sudden there's a problem. Get it through your head. If you don't want people to respond to you, do things the old school way. Go approach people, goddammit. Or if you feeling somebody, you let them know in their DM. Stop these petty ass statuses of, I wish I had someone to cuddle with because it's cold outside. Like, shut up. Goodness. And you're that damn cold. God gave you two hands. Use at least one of them to take care of yourself. Sleep in heavenly peace. You're going to sleep in heavenly peace after you take care of some things. So either go be desperate and just go randomly get somebody to cuddle with, which goes back to me and Nate's point about stop just dating, getting someone to call you a boo just so you can say it. Oh, my goodness, shut the hell up. Or C, God gave you two hands, use one of them to take care of yourself so you can sleep in heavenly peace. Goodness. Okay. Number four, Nate.
Number four. Dear white people, wear some clothes in the wintertime.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got me peeped me to the punch. I was ready. I was ready.
Like, for real, wear some clothes. I know y'all be cold. Like, what do y'all be thinking when y'all don't wear no clothes in the wintertime? Like, what do y'all really be thinking? What kind of blood y'all got?
Be having on some khaki shorts, some flip flops.
Bro, you know they love the khaki shorts.
And what happened? And shoot, I ain't seen this before. I kid you not. And a damn sports bra talking about, this is my type of weather. What? What is wrong with you?
What confuses me is when they have on a hoodie with some shorts, with some flip flops, with some socks on. Like, are you hot or are you cold? Which one are you? Like, what are you doing?
Nah, I'm right there with you. That mess be bugging me. I see it here. Especially like on college campuses. My goodness. It happens all the time on college campuses. That's all you see is people coming out. It be girls be having on a little, track, like basically like track. I was not like, they're not boys for this, they're like a little track shorts where they're like a little loose and like short as hell. Be coming out in that snow boots and damn a sweater and go to class like that. Like, which season is you living? Pick. So, yeah, I'm feeling you all the way on that, Nate. All the way on that. Which leads me to number five. My pet peeves y'all drive me nuts with. I'm telling y'all right now because I know, oh, God, please just delay this as much as possible. And if you can, just please don't even let us have any of this. But when there is ice on the ground, please use common sense. This is not time for you to play, audition for a part in Speed Racer. Dial it down, man. Dial it the hell down. Every year, it's people get stuck because they want to be stupid. Oh, no, man. Oh, they're just superhero today. Learn how it goes. Like, come on, man. If you don't know how to drive on the ice, don't drive on the ice. Simple as that. Pay someone to drive you or stay the hell in the house. So, yeah, I'm telling you, if it's ice on the ground, because my job, I already know. Shout out to me being able to work from remote from home, because y'all already know, because I live in Hills. The moment I even look like it's ice on the ground, I'm working from home. Fuck y'all. Y'all know exactly how it goes down. We do not drive on that ice. It's not happening. Yeah, people, use some common sense on the ice. Let's not act like all of a sudden let's act crazy. And yeah, just be cautious. Don't be annoying, but be cautious. There's a difference. So yeah, number five. Late Nate leaves you number six of pet peeves of things we cannot stand that people do during the winter time that we wish would go the hell away.
Gary, Indiana. Stop y'all motherfucking street. Stop damn street. How the fuck y'all owe the damn salt company $12 million motherfucking dollars? How? Pay that shit so them streets can be salted this winter. The fuck?
Whoa, wait. Oh, so hold on, cause I just learned something. You. So basically, like out of the phone bills y'all pay, a portion of that goes back towards assaulting the streets and stuff?
Yeah, Gary owed the salt company a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Get it together.
Hell. Y'all got new Gary police cars, but y'all ain't paid the salt company? Hell.
Pay
the salt company, y'all.
I'll just be asking who always want to tell you about your bills and I'm just a small person, but she want to sit there and y'all whole city business and y'all can't take care of it. I just
come on
now. All that staff ain't somebody know it's time to go take care of it.
Y'all pay them money, them people that money.
Right, because. I mean, I'm telling y'all, hey, can we please, I'm going to follow you on that point, Nate, back to the salt of the streets. Can we please stop being so last minute on taking care of the roads? Like, it's like they just laugh. Oh, man, it's time to go do it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They're running all of a sudden to go take care of it. I'm not in the mood. I'm just not in the mood for it. So get it together. Get it together, man, please. Okay. All right, that was a good one, Nate. Shoot, you had a good segment. I tell you, we're coming with them today, man. We are coming with the segments today for the ass. But yes, y'all. So, should we get ready to come to the closing show? But I gotta remind you guys how you can follow us and all that. So. Go to dustspot.com, dustspotradio. You'll be able to go there, bam, and you go. And when you go to that page, it has a lot of great features for you. I know y'all like, what a guy on there, Steady J. Well, first you go to the very top, you can see that very nice cartoon banner of us. Yay! Check out the cartoon banner of us and us looking just so wild and crazy. Check it out, and underneath that there's a player that you can actually listen to the six most recent episodes of the show. It also underneath that player, it has three buttons. There's TuneIn, there's Stitcher, there's iTunes, there's other places. There's syndicated, but those are the main three. Go there, click the buttons. It will take you to those apps and allow you to listen to the show. You can not only do this to the six most recent ones, but you can go all the way back to the very first episode that was ever done on this show. So you can do that. We even got another spot at the very bottom. That is the host tabs. You go to the host tabs. It will have a picture of each of us. And they have a bio. And we've done this. We've been very convenient for you guys. We even have social link buttons for y'all. So if you want to go follow us on our Facebooks, you got it there. Our Instagram's there. Our Twitter's there. Our Snapchat's there. And our Dust Spot page is there. So you ain't got no excuse to go, oh, what was Nate link again? Just go to the page where everything else is at, and you're going to find everything there. And then you ain't got to keep asking yourself and forgetting, because it's all in the same spot. and you follow us on those pages, you want to keep asking every time. So just follow us, but what we got going on, because there's always great stuff going on. So check us out. Other than that, Nay, you have anything else you want to add?
Just stay tuned for my upcoming project. Stay tuned. Go watch that video that's out right now. Send my link on my Instagram. My Instagram, NAYY_seduction. Like I always say, if you can't steal seduction, your ass is too young for social media. You can also find the video on thespot.com.
Yeah. So there y'all go. Go follow us. But yeah, so yeah, we got a lot of great stuff coming up, man. Y'all stay tuned. Again, a reminder, because I know people be asking, because I know it comes up every year. The last episode of Life in the Dust Live for 2018 is December 19th. So it will be the last, it'd be the Wednesday show, will be the last episode of the show. And so that's in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, season finale. And then we will be back 2 weeks after that. So, yeah, new season will start on the 7th, January 7th. So, again, season finale, December 19th. Season 10 premiere will be January 7th. So, watch those on your calendar. All right, we end the show. Y'all, remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a
Nay, or you, there is a way.
Y'all tune to the episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy Sandy J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And what's that public service announcement we give every week, Nay?
If you go help, please do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. Because the weather outside is frightening. Okay. I'll be out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.